Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Dig the classics. What was the movie?
The part I like the best is the popcorn.
Oh. Charlie, why are you playing a cello all by yourself on a Saturday night?
When they invent a tandem cello, let me know and I'll invite somebody. Sit down, I want to play you something.
Charlie, what happened?
Oh, I ran out of rosin. Maybe the boys were handling the bow or else the trampy licked it. I don't know.
Well, I think you play beautifully.
Me too.
Well, it'll do. You know, I used to go with a girl in Singapore that had a shape like that.
Worried about Charlie. He seems so unhappy.
Really? I've noticed that he looks any more unhappy than he usually does.
If you could have seen that poor man sitting in the middle of the room this evening, playing the cello alone. I mean, I've never seen anything so pitiful in my whole life.
What's so pitiful about him playing his own cello in his own house, aside from a few sour notes now and then?
Honey, it's not what he was doing, it's why he was doing it.
I don't think he's lonely. He just likes to play the cello, that's all.
Alone? On a Saturday night with the dog howling?
Well, sure, if he enjoys it. Hey, you know, I think this has been a very good dinner. Wish we'd found this place before.
Has he been playing the cello long?
We're back on that, huh? Yeah, I think he's been playing it most of his life. I think somebody gave it to him when he was a kid.
Well, he plays it very well. Do you ever play professionally?
No, I don't know. I do remember him mentioning the cargo ship string quartet once.
The cargo ship string quartet?
Cargo ship quartet? What did he play? Third anchor?
Mr. O'Casey plays the cello. It was a string quartet.
How good was the group? Were they professional?
Oh, I'm sure they were. Charlie plays very well. He has a wonderful tone.
Oh, tone is one thing. Technique is something else. Are you sure this uncle of yours can still play that cello?
Oh, I heard him playing beautifully Saturday night.
What does he look like?
Well, he's very striking in a rugged sort of way. Why do you ask?
Well, I play the viola. And if he looks, if he plays as well as you say he does... Do you think he'd like to play some duets?
He'd love it.
Oh, wonderful.
It's too bad Dad had to work tonight. He'd love this.
This is the first time in weeks I've seen Charlie so happy.
Oh,
critic. Come on, get that tramp out of here, will you?
I'm with you.
Let's go.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. O'Casey?
Shoot.
Your tempo is a bit slow for this number. And if you would widen your vibrato just a shade.
Just a shade.
Shall we try it once more from the top?
Honey, we better hit the road. We promised our babysitter we wouldn't be gone too long.
We're terribly sorry we have to leave.
Let me walk you out. This way is much shorter. Here, this way.
Bye. See you, Barb.
Bye, Dodie.
Bye.
How can Tramp holler when they play, Mama?
Well, Tramp isn't hollering, sweetheart. He's trying to sing.
Uncle Charlie, calm down, please. Barbara just asked over because she thought you were miserable and lonely.
The miserable I can understand. Where does the lonely come in?
You were playing cello all by yourself Saturday night.
I took a bath all by myself Saturday night, too.
Couldn't you go along with it just for a while? Barbara's just doing it because she loves you.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to have her hate me. If you widen your vibrato, just the shade.
Uncle Charlie, the duet sounded good. Really, it did.
Did you get a load of that thing?
Oh, did it? Yeah, wasn't bad at all. Why don't you try to cool it, for Dad's sake as well as for Barbara's?
Yeah, well, Chip and Ernie were smart. They got out of here before that dame decided which chin to put her viola under.
Then you'll do it?
All right, but she better not push me, that's all.
Poor Uncle Charlie.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi.
Well, what are you looking so pleased about?
Nothing.
No. Well, let's see. 2,000 pounds stress per square inch over 22 square...
Steve. There's one thing I want to have to teach you about women. I mean, when you ask them a question, you have to insist on an answer.
Well, let's see now. What did I ask you? Oh, why are you looking so pleased? Okay, I insist on an answer.
I started the O'Casey String Quartet.
The O'Casey String Quartet?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to get them engagements to play at women's clubs' afternoon socials. They're having their first rehearsal tonight. See, Effie Springer, she's a viola player, and she runs a music store, and she's going to sell me a lot of those fancy music stands and tons of music at a discount. And then there's Phoebe Elston and Monica Bradley. They're both teachers that I've worked with at school, and they play the violin.
Well, tell me, what does Charlie say about all this?
Oh, I think he's just thrilled about having his own quartet. I mean, when I told him, he was so touched.
Yeah, but what did he say?
He was absolutely speechless. If you can, you come on down and hear the rehearsal, okay?
Well, why don't you just leave the door open? I'll hear them from up here.
Okay.
Well, did she tell you?
Oh, you mean about the O'Casey String Quartet?
Mm-hmm. You're gonna let her get away with it?
Charlie, if you don't want to be part of the quartet, why don't you just say so?
Look, Steve, now Robbie told me why Barbara's doing all this. So I went along for three nights playing duets with the... Oh, brother. Have you ever met this Effie Springer, Steve?
No, what's she like, Charlie?
Oh, she's a walking disaster. And now Barbara's bringing two more of them over. You know, three against one ain't fair, Steve.
Charlie, why don't you just come out with it? Tell her you're not lonesome and you don't want to be part of the string quartet.
Not me. You're the husband. You go down there and tell her to butt out.
Good evening.
Oh.
I want you to meet Phoebe Elston, our second violinist. Mr. O'Casey, our cellist.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Well, as long as the first violinist couldn't get here, we might as well call the rehearsal off.
Oh, she'll be right in.
Thank you.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, sir. I should have looked where I was going.
Well, you sure should have. You couldn't have known that my knee was down there. I'm Charlie O'Casey.
I'm Monica Bradley.
This is my string quartet.
I have a surprise for you.
We being raided? I guess that wouldn't be a surprise.
I've made arrangements for your debut in public.
In public? But we're not ready.
Oh, you sound fine to me. Besides, these people understand that you're a new group. It's a woman's club, and it's next week.
Do you hear that, gang? The O'Casey String Quartet is going to play a professional job.
What does it pay, Mrs. Douglas?
Oh, quit making a big deal about the money. Come on, let's rehearse. What does it pay?
Well, they don't exactly pay.
Well, what do they do?
Well, you see, they're giving a lecture on the evolution of music, and your number comes between the Inca Tom-Tom artist and a rock and roll group called Red Snails in the Sunset. And you get a free lunch. Steve, doesn't Charlie seem a lot happier to you?
Uncle Charlie's looked the same to me ever since he walked into our house.
Oh, I've noticed a big difference. He seems like a new man since we started that quartet.
How did the concert go?
Oh, just fine. And yesterday they played for the Ladies' Reading Society, and they actually got paid.
The Ladies' Reading Society?
Honey, they're very intelligent people.
Yeah, I realize that, but I just can't picture Uncle Charlie O'Casey.
Well, I love him. He took two bows, smiling.
Well, as I said, he didn't seem too unhappy to begin with. Where is he now, by the way?
They're auditioning for a musicale.
This time of the morning?
Well, it's the only time they had. I mean, you know, the two violinists teach, and Effie runs the store.
Barbara.
Yes.
Oh, nothing. It's very nice of you to be so concerned about Uncle Charlie.
Mommy, I think Trump wants to sing now.
Uh-oh. You better let him out, honey.
Come on, Trump.
Hi, Pumpkin. Walking your line, huh? Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Making dinner again.
Well, Charlie's rehearsing. Besides, I kind of like them.
I told Tramp not to sing outside the window.
Good. Robbie, why don't you call Katie and ask if she'd like to come over for dinner?
Well, thanks, Barbara. We're going out tonight. I was hoping that Uncle Charlie could babysit the boys.
Oh, well, sometimes those rehearsals go on for hours. And maybe your father and I could.
Oh, thanks, but we'll call a sitter. Barb, you really think that Uncle Charlie enjoys... Well, I mean, this isn't really like him.
I think he likes it because he gets to make goof eyes at the lady.
Goof eyes?
Yeah, you know.
That isn't it at all. Well, I never realized how devoted Charlie was to music. Well, that quartet sounds better all the time.
You really think he gets a charge out of it, huh?
Well, wouldn't he be honest with me if he wasn't?
Come to think of it, yes. You'd hear from him in a hurry. Well, I'll call Chip if we can't get a sitter. Bye, Dilly. See you later. Bye, Barb.
Bye.
Thank you.
everybody, please.
Let him howl. Maybe he knows something we don't know.
It has nothing to do with the animal, Mr. O'Casey. The particular piece of music we are playing requires a faster tempo throughout.
Yeah? Well, I don't think so. How do you like them apples?
I have heard this number played by other quartets. I think Miss Springer is right.
Well, let me tell you something, Alice. This is my string quartet, and we play the tempo I decide. Any questions?
I think we've had enough for tonight.
Well, now that's good enough for me.
Where is Mrs. Douglas?
Out in the kitchen. Only it ain't gonna do you any good to try and get her to change the tempo. I'm sorry about her, girls.
These things happen, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, rehearsal tomorrow, right after school. Can I drive you home or something?
No, thank you, Mr. O'Casey. My fiancé's picking me up.
Well, that's all right. I can take in... Fiancé?
Yes, I'm getting married next month.
Married? Well, what do you know about that?
Haven't you ever noticed my engagement ring?
Well, who looks at rings?
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Casey.
Miss Springer, I don't think I understand.
She says Uncle Charlie doesn't play good enough.
Miss Springer, you can't throw him out of his own quartet.
There is no room for sentiment in musical activity, Mrs. Douglas. Mr. O'Casey can only play in one tempo, slow. And music occasionally has to soar, like a flight of birds.
But I've arranged some more concerts for you.
I'll find a cellist to take Mr. O'Casey's place. I'm sorry, Mrs. Douglas. Truly, I am.
Are you going to tell Uncle Charlie that they don't want him?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You want something?
Well, I... I guess it can wait.
Oh, I know, Barbara. Oh, I'm afraid you're just going to have to tell him. You let me know what happens. Right. Bye.
A strain over at the house?
Barbara said they threw Uncle Charlie out of the quartet.
No, they can't. It's his quartet.
She said she can't make herself tell him. Or Uncle Charlie.
She just has to walk up to Uncle Charlie and tell him.
I know. Poor Dad.
Why poor Dad?
Well, he'll probably be the one that has to tell poor Uncle Charlie.
Poor Katie.
Why poor Katie?
Because she's just dying to go over to the house and get in on it. And her husband won't let her.
Poor Rob.
Why poor Rob?
Checkmate.
Oh, glad you're home.
Something the matter?
Oh, honey, I got him into it, and now he's out.
Wait a minute. Who's out?
Charlie, he's out of the quartet.
Oh. Well, now, it's nothing to get so upset about. I told you he was just being his happy, grumpy self when you thought he was feeling so useless. His pulling out just proves my point.
He didn't pull out. He got thrown out.
He got thrown out?
Oh, honey, I don't know how to tell him.
Well, now, just calm down. It's not the end of the world, you know. He's out there in the kitchen, so just tell him. And don't worry about it. He's got broad shoulders.
Would you?
Kitchen's right that way.
Uncle Charlie.
Oh, it's you. Smelled my hot chocolate and couldn't resist, right?
Well, who could resist your hot chocolate?
Well, now, if you'll supply the mugs, I'll fill them up. It'll be ready in a minute.
You've been so busy with that quartet, you haven't had a chance to cook hardly at all.
Now, don't let it bother you. I wouldn't swap my quartet for a whistling tea kettle, especially ours. It's out of tune.
Don't you miss cooking and being around the house?
No.
Well, the family certainly misses you. Katie mentioned just this afternoon that you hardly see the triplets anymore at all.
Yeah, well, you tell the folks I'll be over between concerts. Now, the quartet needs me, and I like them. But not that Effie dame. She's a bigger drag than a 10-ton anchor.
Charlie, you're right about her. You know, some people let success go to their heads, and they begin to think that they can run the quartet by themselves. That they don't even need the most important person in the group.
Wait a minute, Barbara. Are you trying to tell me something?
Charlie, I don't know how to tell you. But they're going to get another cellist.
Another cellist? They can't do that. Kicked out of my own outfit. By a dame with two chins.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm just so sorry. Himself again. I knew we should have asked him to go with us.
I asked him to go along. He said he had something better to do. We stop and trap now, huh?
All right, fellas, let's hit it.
About Charlie being lonely?